So, hi guys. So, I've still not come up with the catchphrase to start my podcast. But anyways, something has been on my mind since. So, before I started podcasting, I went through the podcasts of some people. So, at first, when I saw the time limit, I was seeing podcasts that lasted for an hour, 20 minutes. An hour, 10 minutes, an hour, 30 minutes, 22 minutes, and 3 minutes, where you get drift. And I was like, wow, what am I going to be saying for an hour, 30 minutes? Ha. I know size, a big talk, or I know I like talking, but I don't think that's that level. That was what I thought until I did my second podcast. And I saw myself speaking for 23 minutes or so. So, anyway, I want to shout out to Joyce, my friend. She was the one that helped me pick the topic for today. So she gave me some options. So the hard choice, picking between the devil and the Red Sea. But then finally, I'm going to be talking about cheating. Cheating, that's a very, very huge table. Anyway, so I'm going to be talking about what constitutes cheating. Or what I think constitutes cheating, how to catch a cheating partner, how to change a cheating how to change a cheating partner, and then how to leave a toxic relationship where your partner is cheating. So let's dive in. Okay, no, before we dive in, I just want to mention this, that my younger sister, the last born of our house, she stayed awake till this time just to hear me make this podcast and then laugh at me. Very, very funny. But she's on my side as I'm doing that, she's laughing. Anyway, so let's dive in. So basically, what is cheating? In my opinion, cheating is plenty things. So a plenty. When you're looking at a girl in the same way you're meant to be looking at me, oh boy, that's cheating. That is cheating. And then you're sending text messages. I don't want me to see it. Sure, my business related, but if it's the girl, you're probably cheating. He's probably cheating. Check him. Okay, and then when you're having conversations that you know you shouldn't be, your conscience will judge you. That you know you shouldn't be having. And you're having those conversations. Guy. Cheating is not only about having sex with a person. That is the most integral. That's the most integral part of cheating. Yes, having sex with someone that's not your partner. But then that's not the thing that constitutes cheating. Send text messages that you know if your partner would see, your partner would get angry, thought of cheating. When you start looking at other people lustfully, bros, you don't commit. What else would I call cheating? Making out with a person. Going to first base, second base, although you have not reached the third base, but guy or girl, before you guys say I'm genderizing it, please, we can all do better. Cheating is not good. If you know you don't want to be in a relationship, if you know you're going to cheat, then why are you in the relationship in the first place? If you know you do not want to be in a relationship anymore, just end it or break it off. Come and be single like us. Singleness did not kill anybody. I've been single since we did not die. So please, come off it. Anyway, so moving on. So, how to catch a cheating partner? I don't actually think anybody is actually going to take these tips, but I'm just going to put it out there. So basically, your partner becomes really, really sneaky. Goes out to answer phone calls. Normally, someone that will answer phone calls by your side. But this person is going out to answer these phone calls. This person is making phone calls in the middle of the night. This person is not giving the same type of attention this person normally gives you. And then if you're... If my mom hears this, she's going to be mad. Okay, then imagine you're married. I don't know how to say this. Well, let me just dive in. So imagine you're married, because I think sex is only for marriage. And then your partner is someone who is sexually active. And then he comes back from work, or she comes back from work. And then you want to give this person sex, and this person is rejecting it. By giving this person sex, this is someone that likes sex, and this person is rejecting it. I think there's something on. We should check. And then you could do it the easiest way and just check your partner's phone. If you know your password, as if person hasn't changed it yet, you could just give yourself hypertension or high blood pressure and check it out by yourself to confirm if this person is cheating. And then if this person is cheating, I'm going to give you tips now on how to change this person if you want to. So recently I just watched a Nigerian movie, a Nollywood movie, which was really, really funny and interesting. It's titled 1,000 Ways to Deal with a Cheating Man. So this lady, she was dating a guy, and this guy was a cheat. Ah, a Casanova, Baba one. And she dealt with him, guy. I was even, like, after the whole thing, she dealt with him. I was pitying the guy. So she pretended she was pregnant, and then she wasn't pregnant, but she pretended she was pregnant, and then she taught him a lesson. I'm not going to go into the intricacies of the whole movie, but just now she dealt with him. So if you want to deal with a cheating partner, as for me, what I would do, I'll make it like as if I was cheating too. I'd start making my own phone calls, I'll start going out. I'll not be cheating too, but then I'll do that just to make you feel. That's the better way to go. And the other way to go would just be prayers. You could just pray to God Almighty to help change this person, to make this person a better person, to make this person a non-cheating human being. Or you could guide this person to your pastor. Your pastor will still pray for you, but then maybe he could give you guys tips and everything. And then you could read all these healthcare books about cheating. They will tell you things to do when you have a cheating partner. And finally, you could just work out of the relationship. Don't kill yourself. This person hasn't changed or doesn't want to change. It's easier for you to just work out. Save yourself all the stress and the wahala. Just work out. And then, you know, working out of a relationship is easily said than done. Especially when you're getting some sort of financial aid or something like that from this person. Even if this person is cheating and then stop that, then even if this person is cheating, you'd still find it hard to leave because this person is supporting you in your will. So you're tied to this person, not only emotionally, but financially. In this case, how to get away from this toxic relationship is for you to, first of all, realize that, guy, this person is causing you mental stress. Yeah, so this person might be helping you financially, but then you should realize that you're an adult too. So you should actually work, find work to do, or do something. Just don't be idle. If you're with this person still because this person is helping you financially, look for work to do, I beg. And then if you're with this person because you say you're in love with this person, my sister, let me tell you, love is not blind. Love is not blind. This person that you say you're in love with is the person in love with you. If this person was in love with you, this person will not be cheating on you. That's not the truth, pump and clear. If this person liked you or loved you or whatever it is, this person would not go out with other people. This person will not make you feel hurt. This person will not hurt you. This person will not make you feel worthless or below standard. Because you'd be wondering that, what do I have that other people do? What do these other people have that I do not have? And to make you start having low esteem issues. And is it really worth it? What would someone that claims love you do this type of thing to you? So if you're saying you're still with this person because of love, I don't think it's love that is worth it. I think it's moonness. Sorry, excuse me for being blunt. So all in all, just square up your shoulders and just walk out of the relationship. I know it's easier said than done, but last, you still have to do it. Cheating is not something that is taken lightly. For me, I don't know how I'd act if I got my partner cheating. I'll probably not say anything. I'll just look at you, smile, and then go out. But I don't know yet, so I don't know how it's going to be. But anyways, thank you for listening to my short podcast today. this podcast, I wasn't prepared for it, so please, you guys should manage it. Now to my joke of today. So my joke is, the solo lose his friend because Solomon. Hey, don't leave me. Don't leave me. Hey, don't leave me. Don't leave me. Guys, I've been about this don't leave me stuff that's been going around now. So, thank you guys for listening. To people that would listen, no. Thank you. Before I forget, sorry. The stuff I use for the music, or the song I use for the background music is Omalay's
Bad Influence. It's the instrumental. So check out the song, download it. You're not going to regret it. Bye bye.